Thank you for listening to this episode of A History of the World in 101 Objects from Visual Thinking 350, Section 2. The modern world is currently run through information sharing. This means that people do not even need to be in the same room, same city, country, or even the same continent in order to communicate and do business. Because of this, the means of information sharing is actually one of the most crucial parts of society. Most people think of the internet as using an internet cable for the means of information travel. This use of using copper wires to share information is now a thing in the past. There is now a new technology called fiber optics. Information is shared or sent through a cable using light instead of electricity. This means that instead of information traveling by electricity through a copper wire, information traveling through fiber optics can theoretically travel at the speed of light. Using this technology can change the way information is shared in our world, today and in the future. Fiber optic wires consist of three layers. The middle layer is a very thin glass wire in which the light travels. Since light travels in a straight line within this cable, any form of curvature in the wire will disrupt the signal. To ensure that the signal remains intact, the next layer is an optical material that reflects the light back into the wire. The final layer is a plastic coat that protects the wire from damage and moisture.
First developed in the 1970s, fiber optic communication systems have revolutionized the telecommunications industry and have played a major role in the advent of the information age. Because of its advantages over electrical transmission, optical fibers have largely replaced copper wire communications in core networks in the developed world. The process of communicating using fiber optics involves the following basic steps: creating the optical signal involving the use of a transmitter, relaying the signal along the fiber, ensuring that the signal does not become too distorted or weak, receiving the optical signal, and converting it into an electrical signal. Optical fiber is used by many telecommunications companies to transmit telephone signals, internet communication, and cable television signals. Due to much lower attenuation and interference, optical fiber has large advantages over existing copper wire in long distance and high demand applications.
One of the more famous uses of the fiber optics is a transatlantic telecommunications cable. A transatlantic telecommunications cable is a submarine communications cable running under the Atlantic Ocean. All modern cables use fiber optic technology. Most such cables follow the Great Circle route from London to New York City because of their high speed requirements of international financial transactions. Financial trading firms spend billions of dollars annually to get an edge on trading. When the first transatlantic telegraph cable was laid in 1858 by businessman Cyrus Westfield, it was operated for only a month. Subsequent attempts in 1865 and 1866 were more successful. Although a telephone cable was discussed starting in the 1920s to be practical, it needed a number of technological advances which did not arrive until the 1940s. Starting in 1927, transatlantic telephone service was radio-based.
The transatlantic cable is the 14th consortia transatlantic telecommunications cable system. In operation from 2001, it utilizes wavelength division multiplexing. The cable system is built from multiple pairs of fibers. One fiber in each pair is used for data carried in one direction, say west to east, and the other in the opposite direction, east to west. Although optical fiber can be used in both directions simultaneously, for reliability it is better not to require splitting equipment at the end of the individual fiber to separate, transmit, and receive signals. Hence, a fiber is used. The transatlantic uses four pairs of fibers, two pairs as active and two as backup. Each fiber in each pair carries 16 wavelengths in one direction, and each wavelength carries 9,621,504 kilobyte second payload. The fibers are bundled into submarine cables connecting the United States and the European Union. By the time this cable went into operation, the expected long boom was already ending in the dot-com death. The overinvestment in transcontinental optical fiber capacity led to a financial crisis in private cable operators like Global Crossing. In the cable leaks released by WikiLeaks, it is revealed that the landing point is considered part of many critical points in the